Hello, Progressive Voices TuneIn listeners. I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week. So the headline of your article is How Big Pharma Keeps Drug Prices High. So give us a quick little overview of your piece and what you found.
Really look at the industry and how it's the whole pharmaceutical industry is set up to keep prices high. Everything from, you know, a lot of lobbying dollars that are going into Washington, which is a very big part of it, but also for laws that are friendly to pharma's monopolies. Pharma has monopoly power in America because it can charge what it wants for new drugs because it's a closed market. And pharma has made very sure, working through Congress, that drugs cannot be imported from outside the United States. And also what's very important is pharma gives money to groups to keep them quiet. That's money that's given to groups that it wants to be friends with. So it ranges everything from local civic groups to national advocacy groups like American Cancer Society. They basically spread this money around to hundreds of groups. There's about 300 groups to essentially put them in the friend column and tap them when they need them. So if you look at the American Cancer Action Network, which is part of the American Cancer Society, they got a good deal of money, and basically it keeps them on the sidelines. So let's see, they got $66,500 in 2015. And the American Cancer Society is silent on the issue of drug prices, even though, as we know, drug chemo prices are some of the highest in the United States of all the world. So here you have the main association that says nothing. You can begin to see it's a very insidious but very effective strategy to keep friends in their column vocal. And on the other side, for people, organizations that they want to keep quiet, the money keeps them quiet.
Check out our show at nursetalksite.com and listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on Progressive Voices.